From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You've read it, or someone you know has read it, 50 Shades of Grey, the S&M novel that's a runaway bestseller. That success has been great, not just for the novel's author, E.L. James, but for another writer, too. She recently published a book with a similar name, Between Shades of Grey. Here's the author, Ruta Sepetys.
You are an erotic phenomenon. That's what the stranger seated next to me on the plane whispered. We had exchanged the basic bios of airline chit-chat, and he had inquired about the title of my recent book. Erotic phenomenon. Oh, no, that's not me, I quickly tried to explain. Well, okay, it's not really you, it's your character. That's what you tell people, grinned the stranger. That's not what I tell people. I tell people that they're confusing Between Shades of Grey, my novel about a Lithuanian girl exiled to Siberia, with the saucy S&M blockbuster 50 Shades of Grey. If I'm lucky, I also get to explain that the country of Lithuania disappeared from maps for over 50 years and that Stalin killed many millions of people during his reign of terror. But generally, the double dose of Lithuania and Stalin in a single sentence results in a glazed and disappointed stare. But is book mix-up a bad thing? In my case, not necessarily. In pop culture references, Lithuania is often the punchline, a place cited to indicate a bizarre or remote civilization. Someone once said to me, "So you're what a Lithuanian looks like." In truth, many Americans confuse the Baltics with the Balkans and have no idea where Lithuania is on a map, let alone what a Lithuanian looks like. At a bookstore event in Cambridge, a man approached me after the public discussion and said, "I must have gotten my dates mixed up. I was here for a different shade of gray. But hey, did Stalin really kill all those people?" He may have come for a spanking, but left with a book about a piece of history that was hidden for over 50 years, and he now knows that the Baltics are different than the Balkans. For me, the mix-up is a victory. E.L. James has unwittingly created a bustier for geography and historical fiction, and thanks to her, Lithuania has never looked so sexy.
That's Ruta Sepetys. Her novel is called Between Shades of Grey.